Highlander has an amazing soundtrack, if only because it's Queen. I forgot where I was heading with this.
Moving to Cecil, then. Radio Drone. Here we are, born to be kings. We are the cast of Radio Drone. Here we belong, fighting to survive in a war with the darkest power. I am Josh Hadley. Cecil Trachtenberg is probably cringing right now.
Just a little bit.
As well as Alex Jowski.
Alex McLeod Jowski.
Go to adamandeve.com. Use the promo code DROME. You'll get 3 free DVDs, 50% off of a single item, free U.S. shipping, and a free mystery gift. That's for using the promo code DROME at adamandeve.com. So tonight we're going to be talking about, we're going to do a retrospective on the Highlander franchise. This actually kind of came about due to Alex Jowski, and he's the one who suffered the most. The Highlander franchise is kind of a surprising franchise, really, when you get into it. Because Highlander was released in 1986 on a $19 million budget. It was a box office bomb and only made $12 million. That's after sitting on a shelf for nearly 2 years. Because it becomes painfully obvious when you watch the film with the numerous references to events in 1985 and one time when they say 1985 that this film was supposed to come out quite a while before it did. Christopher Lambert, Sean Connery, Clancy Brown, Roxanne Hart, directed by Russell Mulcahy, based on a story by Gregory Wyden. Highlander is a fantastic movie.
Highlander is a fantastically long movie. I mean, it's really good. It's overlong, but I liked its intent. It's the best work Christopher Lambert has ever done. Sean Connery was really doing good in his post-Zardoz days with this. I liked the premise, and it didn't explain why these people are immortal, nor did it ever need to. I really enjoyed the first Highlander movie, which I'll say now is the only one I really enjoyed.
Oh, I love the first Highlander movie. It's just awesome. Like, it's one of those movies that it's such a shame that it bombed when it first came out. I mean, it has since gone on.
It found its audience on, not even on video, HBO. Mm-hmm. This became an HBO staple.
Oh, yeah. Because I think that's when I first saw it. I think I first saw it on cable. I didn't see it in the theaters.